Music lovers in Southeast Michigan, you've got a very special chance, a chance to hear the music of Taiwan. That's because the National Chinese Orchestra of Taiwan will be performing five times in Southeast Michigan between September 13th and the 16th, including weekend performances at the Detroit Institute of Arts Taiwan Festival, which celebrates the DIA's soon-to-open Asian galleries. Let's get a preview of all of this as we welcome Dr. Teresa Chang, who's president of MITAI, Michigan Taiwanese American Organization. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and all the audience here.
Well, tell me, what is the significance of bringing the National Chinese Orchestra Taiwan to Michigan? I'm just wondering how often this happens.
Well, this is actually the first time ever we have an opportunity to bring these actually nationally owned premier Chinese orchestra over here in Michigan. Collectively, all the Asians, primarily in the Southeast Michigan area, very excited about having them coming over because they are considered as the most premier orchestras that in Taiwan.
So this is a big deal.
Yes.
This is a big,
super big,
big
deal.
Yes. And I know NCO plays traditional Chinese music with traditional Chinese instruments. So talk to us some, Therese, about why maintaining this traditional music is so important to Taiwanese culture.
I believe that, you know, with what we have grown up, of course, I was born and raised in Taiwan and came to the States in 85. Of course, go to a University of Michigan, all that. One of the things is so important is that for us to maintain these traditional Chinese instruments that, and be able to play in the culture in Taiwan, and for them to actually bring over to Michigan here to play is that sometimes we miss the home. We have family back in Taiwan, and folks in Taiwan truly enjoy this part of music, especially that when they are combining the Chinese traditional instruments along with the cultures that combine with the performance and plays and such.
And for non-Chinese and non-Taiwanese audiences, what do they get from experiencing these musicians and this music?
Boy, this is actually, I think it's a very interesting combinations that we are bringing in this time here. It's because that there are so many similarity in between the two instruments, not all of them, but some, quite a few of them. For example, like a violin, along with erhu, which you know, perform with two strings. And, you know, We truly, you will see that actually during the concerts of the Thursday. And also the flute instruments, similar to the dizi, where we're also going to be playing actually at the University of Michigan concerts, which fall onto the September 13th on Thursday. So it will be very interesting. This is the first time we actually have this opportunity to say, boy, let's see what it actually looked like, what it sounded like, you know.
Well, for people saying, I wonder what this sounds like, we're going to take a listen now. A lot of the orchestra's performance will be in collaboration with local groups. So we're going to hear a clip now that will be played with some U of M musicians called Spring Dawn in Yangming Mountain. Let's take a listen. A little about this song.
This song actually is representing the beautiful mountain in Taiwan. It's the Yangming Mountain, Yangming Shan, which is the most beautiful mountains in Taipei City. And most people would go there for exercise, to doing things. So you get to see the descriptions of how beautiful that song's been played. And this is going to be performed by concertmaster, Miss Jenlin Liu. She's such a joy. People just have to come to enjoy that.
Now, I know that as people listen to us talk about the National Chinese Orchestra Taiwan, that name might trip people up because people hear generally about tensions between China and Taiwan. Can you briefly just give us an idea of what is the conflict between China and Taiwan, and also how different is Taiwanese culture from Chinese culture?
Very good questions. As Michigan Taiwanese American organizations, of course, our missions, you know, is to bring a beautiful Taiwan music between two states.
Sharing
and
the
basically,
cultures.
You know, yeah. Between promoting the cultural exchange between two residents in Michigan and in Taiwan. And so I do not basically, try to pay much attention in this end of it. But from what we like to do is that to make sure that we have an opportunity to, through this music, you know, and the culture exchanged, they also will have an opportunity to, you know, feel like we are actually should be working harmony together, should have a peace together.
Between China and Taiwan. I want to have people turn to, listen to a more celebratory track. This is Golden Snake Dance from Joyful Taiwan. And I understand, Teresa, that the Ann Arbor Chinese Traditional Music Ensemble will be joining the National Chinese Orchestra Taiwan to play this song at the Detroit Film Theater. How did these groups come to collaborate or to prepare to play with each other?
Almost every week, actually, every Sunday morning, they have formed a practice group at the Pittsfield Townships. And this group has been actually in primarily the practice at the Martha Luther King's elementary school throughout the years. But this year, because we have that opportunity to have a national Chinese orchestra from Taiwan that coming over, and we thought that would be great that to collaborate these two groups together. And NCO is greatly, appreciate this opportunity, as one of their mission is actually to educate and to bring the cultures, experiences over to the United States.
Well, they're certainly they're going to be very busy while they're here. On September 13th, the group will be at Eastern Michigan University in the afternoon at noon, and then later in the day at the University of Michigan School of Music, Britton Hall. Moving to the 14th of September, Oakland University in Rochester Hills. The 15th will be at the Detroit Film Theater right there at the Detroit Institute of Arts. And also the next day, the 16th at 3 p.m. right there in the Rivera Court at the Detroit Institute of Arts at 3 o'clock. So there will really be a chance for people to find the National Chinese Orchestra Taiwan on this tour.
Yes, definitely. We certainly appreciate this, having this experience, bringing this great cultural experience to everyone in our Michigan here.
So we've put a link with information on the performances by the National Chinese Orchestra Taiwan on their 2018 North American tour. We've got that at the stateside page at michiganradio.org. Dr. Teresa Chang, who's president of the MITAI, Michigan Taiwanese American Organization, thank you for being with us and sharing your excitement over this tour.
Thank you very, very much for having me here today.